I'm always thankful I'm not in a relationship in any way, shape, or form because I have my fucking freedom. You can't take that away from me. I love, and I think for many people out there that love freedom, I'll go into that in a minute, but just seeing this guy, poor guy, Chance the Rapper, this rapper, he's at those carnivals, and I don't know if you ever, for my non-minority people that don't go to these crazy carnivals that happen, the Caribbean carnivals, or they, you know, women and men have very expressive ways, whereas can be very disrespectful to another one. So in this clip that I'm watching is Chance the Rapper grinding behind a girl, and the girl's loving it. He's slapping her ass, and that's part of the energy in that world. It's not trying to be misogynistic. It's not saying anything bad. It's just saying that if you know you've been to those carnival events, you know that's the shit that goes on. Respectfully, because people let their guard down, their hair down. And he's out there as a married man doing these things. And it's like, I don't know. Whether they're married or not, it's just a mindset that I have, right? No two relationships should be the same. We should have some fundamental things that we should want, right? Like the person supports us, gives us acceptance for who we are, and is very loving in the ways we want to be loved, and conversely we give them love in return. It's a constant filling of each other, of love, right, of appreciation for one another, and that level of appreciation comes in different ways for people, because no two people are the same. I'm not trying to defend it. I'm not trying to say anything. You know, it is what it is, right? I mean, like, for married people, the idea of their partner out in public dancing with other people and doing it in an expressive way where it could be deemed as disrespectful or shameful, because, you know, it's going to take that prude bitch. It's going to take that prude guy that feels so disrespected that their woman is grinding on a guy, or the guy's grinding on a girl. And it's like, I'll never understand that. And I've never understood that. And I don't want to understand it. I understand it to the extent of other people have their barriers and levels of comfort. I understand that. But to make someone evil or demonize such acts, when we don't know what's going on in their marriage. And that's why you would never see me in any scenario, I think, in a relationship, or in a relationship where that isn't allowed. Because that's what I said to myself years ago when I looked in the mirror, and I said, and I always tell this to everybody, you gotta look in the mirror and you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be, if you are a control freak, if you're a person that when you're in a relationship, you are a very jealous person and very crazy and obsessive about your man not having to talk to other women, okay, own it. Unless you want to change it, own it and accept it and convey it. Don't hide from it. If that's who you are, convey it. And I think that in these relationships, people have this subconscious expectation of how to be. Like, I can't be in a monogamous relationship anymore. I can't. I wasn't even in one in the prior one. I was like, no. Obviously, there were some rules and regulations to it, but I'm not going to be deprived of an opportunity if it presents itself. That's the way I'm built as a person. It's not that I'm going out and fucking people because I'm in a fucking dry spell, because I'm not going to budge for anybody, right? But I get that, and it doesn't bother me. But I'm not going to compromise who I am as a person for being in company with somebody else. I think that's the problem that I have, is that people, you know, when people try to come up to me and try to have me date and all these things, I say to myself, it's going to be a dead end anyway, because a lot of the ways of how I think, it's not going to be tolerated by somebody else. They could tolerate me as a friend. They could tolerate me as somebody that they can talk to, like friend zone. But as far as like being in a relationship and being committed to the cause, it's not something that's very appealing to a lot of people. And I understand that, because I'd rather have my freedom. I'd rather have my peace and tranquility over anything else. I can't speak that for everyone. Someone was asking me about, you don't like, you know, you see yourself being alone? I'm like, absolutely, I see myself being alone. And it's not a bad thing. It's not that, is it by choice? No, I would love to be with somebody, and I could tolerate somebody. I have the patience. I have the emotional support. I am available. All these great things that a woman wants in a man, but they don't want to take the bad stuff. And the bad stuff is that, you know, I have a wandering eye. Yeah, I do talk about things that are not conventional in a relationship or the parameters. You know, like, I'm always talking to women, and when they say, yeah, I'm this and yeah, I'm that, I'm like, okay, let me throw you some softballs. Do you like doing this? They're like, nope, I can't do that. It's just like, let's just say, do you swallow cum? I can't do that. I just can't do that. That's just something grosses me out, whatever it is. Okay, I got you. So I'm not even going to dive into level 3 or 4. I mean, at level 1, you can't even, the man that you love for the rest of your life, you can't do anything and everything for him, just as him as an individual. I get it. And then you're saying, well, he got to love me for me. Why can't he understand my limits? Because, ma'am, if it's something I enjoy, this is why. Because if it's something I truly enjoy and is a big part of my happiness, and you're not able to provide that to me, then I want somebody that can. And I could be with you, but are you going to allow me to have that somewhere else? Of course not. Never. How dare you? Okay, then we can't be together, because I'm, knowing myself, I'm going to suppress that urge. And that urge that's being suppressed, if I'm not getting fulfilled in other ways, it's going to build up resentment. It's going to build me doing it behind your back. It's going to build into something, because if I need to have that and you're limited with you wanting to do it or not being able to do it, because no two visits to Disney World are the same if you're going with different people, then it's cool. I get it, but don't have me adapt to you, like, you know, because you're definitely not adapting to me, right? And that's the part. And I just feel that I give so much, and a lot of men feel this way. I know men that give so much of themselves. I know a guy that married this woman. They've been together for many years, and he hired everybody on her family, hired them, lent them hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, did everything for her and then some. And she's prudish, where she won't even entertain the idea of watching porn together. Like, can you imagine that? Can you imagine, as a woman or as a guy, you're giving everything to that person? You're being like, I'm talking to a woman right now. She is giving everything and anything to her husband. Everything and anything. And he can't step out of his comfort level, because just for her doing it, and that's something that you do every day, but you do it once in a while. There's always a middle ground to everything. But that's the stuff that I find very fascinating about the relationship dynamics, is that people want you to give into their ways and how they want to do business, but they don't want to give into yours. And I get that. But, and then they won't allow you to do it. There's a reason why that man's married. It, obviously, they have a connection that's stronger than him dancing behind a girl at a carnival and slapping her ass. Like, their bond is stronger than that. And a lot of people get caught up in the disrespect, and I understand that. For a lot of people, it's not comfortable. I have prudish friends, and I call them prudish because that's what they are. They don't, the idea of stepping outside the comfort zone of doing things that other people are watching, or other people, or may seem taboo, just the idea just grosses them out. It's like, that's not me. I want to be this high, mighty thou person And I am not going, because I have dignity. I want to be like Ed Stark in Game of Thrones. Like, that's what I want to be. I just want to be this high, honorable man. You want to be Mike Pence? Good for you. No one's going to fucking care. That's the way I look at it. It's like, look, I'm like halfway down. I'm less than, I'm probably like 20, 25 years left in my life. 20, 25 years. That's it. I got 20 more summers, if that. If I'm still functional, all right, and I'm just, I don't care, I don't give a fuck about it. Like, this guy was joking around with me about transsexuals and shit. I'm like, at this point, I'm open to it. If they fucking look like a girl and it's a dude, I stick it in their ass. I see what the fuck else happens. I don't fucking care at this point if it looks good enough to fuck, because you know what? I've done worse. You know, we all have our stories of women that we've had sex with, guys anyway, and you sit back and you say, oh my God, what the fuck have I done? That fucking woman is so fucking ugly, or whatever, whatever thing. And it's like, you know, like all these cosmetic enhancements, man, they fuck with the mind optics or the visual optics, you know? So it's like, but you see one point, it's that the freedom is what you miss out in a relationship. Not freedom of doing things, but freedom of being yourself. Because you're having to worry about not only what your partner, but about what society thinks. And I don't give a fuck what society thinks at this point. My life is my life. Your life is your life. And I'm not going to judge you because you live it in a prudish way. That's what makes you happy. Cool. I don't care. I'm not going to pass judgment on it. You know, I may have an opinion on it, but I don't think that you're less of a person than me. I mean, I envy people like that, that just are very vanilla in that sense. I'm not vanilla in any way, shape, or form. So it's like, you know, when you realize that about yourself, and everyone's different, you know, everyone, whether you're crazy, whether you're neurotic, right, where you just have to be a constant stress ball. Hey, whatever your truth is, own it. Like, whatever it is, own it. But then you got to be able to take on shit too. Just like with me, like, I know that I'm crazy enough in that world of intimacy that I will tolerate. I was telling this to somebody. It's like, I will deal with your crazy. I will deal with whatever drama, whatever baby daddy drama, whatever, all these things. I will deal with it because you're dealing with my shit. It's a back and forth. It's a giving of each other. And that's why I don't see that in relationships out there, especially with that extreme that I have. I think if you're more conservative, I think if you're more vanilla and traditional in how you want to move in a relationship, I think there's a lot of women out there for you. There really are. Like, for a guy, like right now, I could be married in less than 6 months. I really could be. I can really find a woman that's somewhat attractive, and I'll be spending all this money, but I know that, number one, she's going to have limits. She's not going to want to venture out and do anything because of past experiences and trauma. And they swear to themselves that they're not going to do that anymore. And I feel like this. No two people are the same. That's why I'm able to have a clean slate when I meet somebody new. And even though I may have experiences in the past with somebody and didn't lead to a good path, I will give you the benefit of the doubt to try it until we realize that, okay, this is going similar to the other part, just similar to my recent engagement to my partner. It was like, you're different. You're way different. We went along that journey. We have some bumps in the road. And then at the end, you realize this is going to be the same scenario that I was in before. I'm going to be restricted to how I can be as a person. I could be restricted in how I speak and what I say and what I want to do, knowing that I let you know this from day one, that this is how I operate and I'm not going to change that. And, you know, I'm not going to go down that route again, you know, and I don't look at it as waste of time. I look at it as an experience to help me be a better person, right? And I feel a lot of people are so worried on so many levels. Like, the fact that people and women, in my experiences, look at a date as more pressure than a job interview, it's really mind-blowing to me. Like, you just get to know somebody. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, great. you know, I'm going to lay out all the shit I like. And if you don't like it, like I was talking to somebody else, this girl doesn't like to kiss. And I told her, I was like, well, you're going to have to get somebody that kisses, because I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to deal with suppressing what I want, because the things that I want are, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you want. Okay. If you want me to go to your karaoke nights, if you want me to go to all your stupid shit with friends that you have and be a sociable butterfly, I'll do it. But you got to give me something back in return. You see what I'm saying? And I feel that lack of bartering or that mindset is not there. And I'm okay. Like I said, I'm happy, man. And that's the thing. It's like when people were asking me, I'll leave with this, like about happy being alone. I'm like, yeah, I'm happy being alone. I actually prefer to be alone because I have full autonomy. I'm all about having my control over my life. And what happens is with people, when you're in a relationship, that control goes away to some extent. And then as time goes on in that relationship, what I see in my opinion is that you get a controlling because someone wants the narrative to be a certain way. Like I see men trying to control the way women dress, the way women behave in public, and what he does and doesn't do in intimacy. Like I know men that way. And then there's women out there that want vice versa. They want a man that behaves a certain way. He doesn't want to cheat with other women and all these different things, right? That, you know, but it's weird to me because like I'll see somebody that is all about cheating, but they'll deal with a guy slapping him around. But he's not cheating on me. You know, like it's weird what women will tolerate. Like they will tolerate. It's like the idea of them fucking somebody else, it's the worst thing. But God forbid he comes home and gets drunk, you guys get in a fight and he smacks you. Or God forbid you love dressing up and he says, nope, you can't dress up anymore. You know, it's like, it's a weird thing. But that's just the culture. That's how we are. That's how we're built. And there's nothing wrong with it. But I've always been fascinated with people's reactions to the way I see the world.